Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. The artificial intelligence, or AI, trade may have hit the rocks. As detailed here in Money Matters a few weeks back, AI was all the rage the last few months when it came to trading stocks. I mentioned it in my previous newscast that the AI trade looked, felt, and smelt like a mania. Like so many manias before it and throughout time, manias are times when everybody and their grandmother pile into the hottest stock sector like there's no tomorrow. But there always is a tomorrow, and that tomorrow began apparently 2 months back. Stocks like NVIDIA, Advanced Micro Devices, and a handful of other stocks that had anything to do with or even mentioned AI shot to the moon and appeared headed for Mars. Up and away, many of these high flyers went, led by the stratospheric rise of the golden child, NVIDIA. There's no doubt investors in stocks like these made money, and some a lot of money. Such is always the case with stock manias, common sense and historical precedent was tossed out the proverbial window. Investors and analysts alike knew it would end at some point, but like the CEO of Citibank, Chuck Prince, said in 2007 as it related to the real estate mania and the investments that fueled it, quote, as long as the music is playing, you've got to get up and dance, but when the music stops in terms of liquidity, things will get complicated, unquote. Complicated, Mr. Prince? How about catastrophic? We all know what happened then with the financial systems of the world in free fall. The central banks of the world embarked on one of the biggest bailouts in history. Well, that was until COVID hit. Mania in AI is obviously nothing like the 2008 fiasco, but only in degrees. This recent AI mania didn't threaten to bring the world to an end, but AI stocks have suffered some setback in recent months, and we can only guess if the fallout is over. What is hitting the AI enthusiasm is stocks like NVIDIA saw some stellar increases in revenue, and those increases were reflected in their stock prices. But the other side of the equation is, will these companies be able to continue to reap the rewards? Rewards of AI revenue. Some analysts argue the return on investment of AI is yet to be seen. In other words, it's true many companies are spending billions on AI infrastructure, which has boosted sales to these AI stocks, who make the microchips that are required for the advanced language comprehension of AI. These advanced chips make up much of the AI infrastructure and their costs, as they are quite pricey. Well, what remains to be seen is, are the companies that are spending billions buying these advanced chips able to turn around and reap the massive profits needed to make the AI investment worth the money? The answer to that question remains to be seen. We never know how the consumer will react to AI and whether the demand will be there, and even if it's there, be able to generate revenue for the companies that will use AI. Maybe they will and maybe they won't, but if AI turns out to be a pie-in-the-sky pipe dream that will fail to turn out the increased profit to justify the investment, it's possible we could be looking at a very large balloon busting in a very large way. Only time will tell, of course, and ain't that what the stock market is all about? No one ever knows, but for now, however, AI stocks seem to be regaining a little ground from the recent hammering, but the term caveat emptor is still in play. In English, caveat emptor means buyer beware. Tread lightly when it comes to stock manias. They always end in some way or another, making fools of somebody. That's it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the markets, so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or solicitation or recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriter. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California Insurance License 034249. Our website is moneymanagement.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.